Merchant Herald began in 1996. It actually began as a newsletter published by the Hotchkiss Community Chamber of Commerce for a few years, and then it was we took it private just due to some issues. It's always been a very local paper. Its niche is strictly the North Fork Valley. It's kind of a unique paper in that it's a monthly that just tries to give a kind of a narrative of what's going on in the valley over a month. So if somebody that didn't know anything about the valley picked up the paper, they would say, "Oh, okay, I sort of get what's going on," rather than the monthly or the weekly paper here, something that does sort of day-to-day stuff and little things like car wrecks and things like that. We're a very kind of a boosterish paper, I guess. It's kind of unique in that I'm not a trained journalist. I'm an artist by training. So,
when you talk about local news, you kind of say it's a boosterish paper. What does that mean to you? You know, what is the value of local news? And I notice as well in your paper, you've got a lot of local writers, people who live here in the valley. What do you think, what value does that give?
I see a sense of place is a very important thing for a local paper. It's, you know, what makes this valley different and how do we get that across in the newspaper? And if, like I said, if somebody read it, they would get a good idea about this place, whether it's a Marla Bishop writing about, you know, her horses running away and life on Fruitland Mesa or something. I hope it gives people a feel of the sense of this place at this point in time. I'm very inspired, I guess, by reading old newspapers. When I first moved here, I became very involved with the Hotchkiss Crawford Historical Society, and I still am. And I would read old papers, and I realized that you couldn't, a lot of times they didn't give you very much information in the old papers, and you kind of go, gosh, if I was doing a paper and I thought future historians might read it, local historians, could they tell where something was in the background behind things? So I tend to go into a little bit of background on things.
And in your opinion, what kind of difference does it make owning the paper instead of a corporation owning it?
Small local papers that are owned by the people who live here, I mean, there's nobody telling us. And in fact, I mean, the DCI owners live in Delta County, too. So we're not beholden to a certain set of rules, I guess, that larger papers have to live up to. And the Herald is probably a little looser than some papers just because it's such a chatty little paper. But, yeah, you tend to think that you would get a different point of view from a local voice that's not worried about you know, what the corporate office is going to think or something.
There's a lot of talk these days about fake news. How do you define that term, and how does the Merchant Herald go about producing news that's not fake?
And to me, fake news is something that's not true. You know, basically, it's false news. Every newspaper gets something wrong once in a while, and pretty much every issue we get something, somebody points out something, but you never do it on purpose. You always try to get things as factual as you can. So the way we do it, yeah, we fact check and try to double check things to make sure we're not printing wrong thing. But we certainly don't print, and neither does any other newspaper that I know about. You know, a responsible newspaper, do we print anything that's actually false? You know, but we do have an opinion, which makes us a little bit unique, I guess.
A lot of people just don't trust the media. How do you go about earning the trust of your readers?
Small media, I don't think we have that. We don't have the same problem that large media does. And the only way you get the trust of your readers is you, year after year, get it mostly right. And if you get it wrong, you tell people you got it wrong and you said it right. I mean, I don't understand the hatred of the media thing. I think is just a political thing. It has nothing to do with reality. Every paper tries to, you know, every responsible paper, like I said, tries to get things right.